The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of management or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, good morning from Free Fire Radio right here in Las Vegas at the and we're here for the National Rodeo. Good morning, buddy. It's the 5th of December, 5 in the morning. Brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning. Hello from Reading.
Oh, yeah, it's working, and it's worked. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, we're Skyping in here, and yeah.
Had a little spot next to the as people are coming through.
The exhibition away being for two Miss America.
Miss Rodeo.
Rodeo America was here. And that's an interesting thing because you met contestants from all over, for every state to compete. When they get a horse, or had this horse, so they draw a horse, very much like what happens with when you walk bull riding, the bucking, and they stop the first time. And this happens. The Miss Rodeo America, and part of each gal, she does drill where it just shows her friendship. And that is just the finest of the finest. So it seems like we've got Canada and Mexico, places all over the world, Las Vegas, full of cowgirl to promote the rodeo life. Meetings, because this is the convention area here at South Point Arena and Plaza, without talk about animal welfare and promoting, what's happening, et cetera. So we are in Las Vegas. It's actually beautiful here. And Christine, I that you sent us the weather there at Reading. I am about ready to try to pull up here and do a little bit of a read about today.
So we kind of stayed local.
Yeah, mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing. It's going to be about 67 in Reading today and overnight lows of 49. Friday throughout the weekend calls for beautiful skies as well with 69 and 62. And Sunday, 62, overnight lows of 41. So for those of you that this looks like the perfect weekend to go to Garden of Lights, of course, we'll be on the road coming back on Saturday. We are attending the actual
opening
night of the rodeo. Yeah. So we'll be doing all kinds of sending things on our Facebook as well with that. And it's early in the morning up here, so you can see that, you know, the cowboys, they got their bags and their saddles. Where are they going today? Is this going to be particular exhibit?
Today they're going to have Broncos, the rough stock for the horses are going to be exhibited today, and they have an auction. And what they do is the contractors will bring in their young horses and some of their older horses, and a lot of the contractors, 64 contractors for all of the rodeos, 648 rodeos that are conducted during the year. And they have to keep, you know, they've got breeding programs, but then, you know, they also are looking for other horses that have the capability to be here. I mean, to perform and perform well. And so they're out there and they'll put a cowboy on them and they come out and buck, and then the auction starts. And it's a pretty good size auction.
Yeah, so we're going to probably have a lot of noise that's going to be happening here at 8 o'clock. And, you know, we could see people coming in with their backpacks and their saddles over their back and their number. So it's been fascinating. And this morning, and as we know, we're live. Things happen. We are scheduled, supposedly, with the president of the PRCA, Tom Glaus. Now, since we've been here, our first breakout Monday night is a gala where we had the grandson of Coors,
Pete Coors
was the guest, and that was a fascinating story about his life and all of the noble work that the Coors family has done to promote the Western way of life and rodeo, et cetera. conservation work. So that was fascinating. And
you just came
out of a Lifetime Achievement Award with another organization.
Legends of the PRCA.
Yes.
And he said, yeah, I got a Lifetime Achievement, and I kind of felt like I'm still alive. You know,
right.
it doesn't mean I have to stop.
Right.
But it's different here in the PRCA where they give them the legends of the PRCA.
Well, you and I met at the Golden Boot Awards that was being held at the Beverly Hilton back in 2007, I believe. And they were giving Clint Eastwood a Lifetime Achievement Award. We still have the program. So, you know, look at Clint Eastwood. I mean, you know, he's been getting Lifetime Achievement Awards for a long time from different organizations.
Yeah, and he's still making movies. This was like 17, 18 years ago. What is he, 92 now? And he's just released his last movie.
And another guest later today. I'm very excited, Carl, because you know how much I love the Chicks and Chaps, which happens during the rodeo. And we're promoting rodeo. By the way, tickets are on sale now for Reading Rodeo. You can go to readingrodeo.com, or actually you can go to the box office there at the rodeo grounds, and tickets are on sale now. A lot of people wait to the last minute and then feel disappointed because they're not getting tickets. But, you know, every year is going to be bigger and better. Yesterday we had they have been a PRCA Act of the Year. They are trick riders. They're going to be the specialty act this year for the 2025 rodeo. But Chicks and Chaps is an event that happens on the Friday of rodeo. Everybody wears pink, of course, and this is just a really fun event. But all the money that is raised goes towards breast cancer fundraising locally. It stays locally. It doesn't go to brick and mortar. It goes to those people and in need that maybe can't afford a mammogram, or they need money to get where they need to go, and maybe they need some help in some cancer treatment, et cetera. So we're going to have Kristen Cooper and Kyle come on, who are from Montana, and I think there's only 22. We'll find the number out of how many Chicks and Chaps are throughout the country. There's not very many of them. You have to be sanctioned. So we're very honored and proud to have that in the Reading Rodeo. And I love being a part of that. And then we also have who was up for nominated as Announcer of the Year.
Yeah, they have all the announcers that are out there. Will Rasmussen, who is the announcer right here at the Reading Rodeo and so many other big rodeos. We have him scheduled today, too. But you know, it's rodeo week, and
things happen, and there's all these breakout meetings, and we can't even believe how big this place was. And let's just do a shout out to Michael Grom, I think is his last name,
yeah.
who was part of, when you think of all the Nuggets in town, in Las Vegas, the Golden Nugget, the Silver Nugget, the Something Nugget, there was a group of people who own the Nugget. And so from what we know about the story, he decided to sell out his interest, and he just wanted to have his own thing. So he came south. Here we are. We're off the strip. And what he's created here is an equestrian hotel. So the rooms are sizable. There's no carpet in the rooms. But underneath.
Oh, it's got floors. But
because there's boots everywhere.
Yeah, there's laminated floors,
yes,
because people are coming in from the arenas,
right,
and every place else. It's just a lot.
It's beautiful.
Easier.
The food is great, and all of the staff love this guy. This guy goes every day into the different restaurants and has breakfast with the people. He's like loves this, and his wife is a big equestrian, so he wanted to create an equestrian casino. And so downstairs it can house at different times 1,300 to 1,800 horses. Now you would think that would stink. You think that would have flies. No, 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 no. You don't even know that it's happening. But we took a tour last year and we were amazed.
1,800 horses. And then they can add, you know, probably another, they said another 100 down there. And then across the road, they've got room for another 600 horses in temporary stalls that they put up like tents. And so, and you say, well, why do they need this much room and this many horses? Because at the same time as the NFR is going on and they're bringing their horses in, they also have the breakaway roping, which ended last night. And a young lady won the world. She, $138,000 this year. And then the World Series of Roping is going to start, and there's literally hundreds of competitors here. So this is one of the reasons. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And, you know, we're being brought to y'all from here by the Reading Rodeo Association. And tickets are on sale. And I can't think of better Christmas gifts than tickets to the Reading Rodeo 14th through 17th of May. Remember, Friday and Saturday were sold out. Thursday was close. And this year we're looking because we're doing rodeos all four nights. First night, Native American Appreciation Night. Thursday night, Family Night. Friday night, Fighting Cancer. And then, of course, Saturday is the Veterans Appreciation Night. So, buy your tickets. You go to readingrodeo.com, and you're going to get guaranteed tickets. You're going to get them at the best price. And it's because we found last year people were buying tickets from these other organizations, you know, these things you see sponsored tickets for the rodeo, and they were paying twice as much. And in some cases, they weren't good tickets. So go to readingrodeo.com, get your Christmas gifts to everybody. You can buy the packages for all four nights, and it's going to be another spectacular event, our 77th year. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready, set, jingle. Get into the holiday spirit with the Jingle Bell Fun Run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, December 7th, starting at 4 p.m. This festive 2-mile walk or run will have you jingling all the way with free entry into the Redding Garden of Lights at the end of the course. Register now at turtlebay.org/run for a night of holiday magic you won't want to miss.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Christina. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the South Point Hotel and in Las Vegas. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria. Both of them, they've partnered up this year over the last couple of years in the rodeo where we have Native Appreciation Night and the on Wednesday night. And it was absolutely beautiful.
Let me talk about Reading Rancheria a little bit, because they also have been responsible for sponsoring us. We do, you know, we've got their back. We believe that they do so much to be just leaders in our community. And by the way, Reading Rancheria is a federally recognized tribe with Pitt River, Wintu, and Yana people. Reading Rancheria is a leader in the constructive, and this is true about the constructive development of its people. You know, if you know anybody that's in management, they encourage not only with their, you know, health and wellness, which they seem to be on the cutting edge of. Now, you know, when they're doing these, Carl, they're building like the supreme hospitals and stuff like in Weaverville.
They've started their medical clinics are treating literally thousands of people that are on Medicaid and Medi-Cal.
And they're
giving them doctors and for their whole families for
and
free.
Dental.
Yeah.
And but they also encourage each one of the people that work for the Rancheria for higher education. What they encourage is that they match. You know, like for every hour and for every dollar, they match it. And they just do so many things to encourage their people to grow.
Close to $3 million they've provided through the community fund to our local 501s and local charities, our schools, fire departments. It's the Veterans Walk down in Anderson so much.
And so it was really interesting yesterday to hear Ted Bambino talk about how, you know, along the riverfront there, that's sacred burial sites, et cetera, and how the Reading Rodeo and the Reading Rancheria have embraced each other. And just a couple years ago, opened up their opening night of the rodeo to embrace the Reading Rancheria coming in and showing us all their cultural dancers. And, of course, Jack Potter. Who could forget the stagecoach ride with Jack Potter? I mean, that was not make-believe. For a minute, you thought, it's almost like when you're watching an accident, you think it's staged. This isn't real, and you're watching it in real time. And I just cannot commend Jack Potter enough with his leadership, because he could have rolled his eyes and been, oh, my God, you know, I could have died. And everybody thought this could be it. Like, this could have been the worst accident, because for many people know that the horses that were – leading the stagecoach split off. They weren't injured, but the guy that was on top of the stagecoach was excellent as well at how he
handled
the team. Yeah.
Plus, their team was out there getting in front. I was standing there as they were coming around. I was, and if you ever watch the video, you'll see that they were on two wheels. and they came and they hit the barrel, the barrel that the clown uses, mm-hmm. JJ uses, and it put him back on the ground. I was standing there as he went by, right by that, not out in the arena, but behind the fence. And that was a resounding boom.
Well, I watched.
But that kept them there. Then they got it under control.
I was up on the top with the Ready Rancheria up in their little, the new booth areas that they've raised up. And by the way, that's so cool, these areas that they've added to the Reading Rodeo, where they kind of do like a VIP or people buy out with, okay. And we are going to go segue right now. Do you want to take an early break and come back and start from scratch?
I think that,
one and only.
Okay. Christina, we're going to take a quick break here. Pre-Fire Radio is brought to you by Rodeo Association and Ready Ranch Rio. When we come back, we have Tom Glaus, who is the president and CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And this is probably one of the busiest people in Las Vegas today, and he's come by to talk to us.
And we appreciate it so much.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, the county community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's boots and chaps, it's cowboy hats, it's perv and let it go. It's the roast and the rain and the joy and the pain, and they call the thing a rodeo.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at South Point Hotel in Las Vegas as we are continuing our week of broadcasting from the South Point Hotel and trying to bring back to the North State some of the things that are happening here and just one of the true American sport of rodeo. And brought to you by Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria. Can't say enough about them. Linda and I are here with Tom Glaus, who is the president and CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Third year in a row that this man, who's got to be one of the busiest people in Las Vegas, has taken some time to come in and talk to us. We really appreciate it. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. It's good to be back. It did not take long for a year to pass by.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah.
I always look forward to seeing you here in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo.
Well, you know what? This is we were just talking about, we're going to get into that in a second. Tom, tell our listeners a little bit about you. I mean, you know, this is a huge organization covering the whole United States, hundreds of events, thousands and thousands of people involved with it, and then millions of people involved watching it. How'd you get here?
Oh, it was a long journey for a young kid that grew up in the sand hills of Nebraska. We grew up on a ranch, dreaming of being a rodeo cowboy. My uncle rodeoed a lot, my dad a little bit, but my brother and sister and I, we wanted to chase the rodeo dream. And so I started rodeoing at a young age. Had a lot of people that influenced my life. I met Bill Smith, world champion saddle bronc rider, was 14 years old, probably in North Platte, Nebraska. They had a nightly rodeo there, and so I just continued to pursue it at high school, college. Went to Casper College on a rodeo scholarship, transferred over to the University of Wyoming, and you know, rodeo has really got me where I am today. It enabled me to go to college. It enabled me to go to law school. And from there, it blossomed. I continued to rodeo after I graduated law school and started practicing law. Eventually, the demands of being a lawyer overcome my abilities as a rodeo cowboy.
One grew, the other one kind of started kind of maybe sliding.
The one started to recede as the other one grew. So, and at the same time, I started taking my son to junior rodeos, and it's amazing the people that we met on going to junior rodeos in Wyoming are here at the national finals today. I can't always help but think of Dusty Tuckness in Meteetse, Wyoming, when all those kids were 10 years old and riding steers, and Dusty was a bullfighter. So it's been a wonderful journey to see them all develop and live their dreams.
So did you get involved in committees or something? Or I mean, you're at the pinnacle. I mean, you are there.
The president.
I was president of the Mountain State Circuit for 6 years. From there, I was on the Cheyenne Frontier Days Board of Directors. So I've had experience on the committee end as well. When they approached me about going to work at the PRCA as the director of rodeo admin, I resigned from the board of directors. But that was a really enjoyable time in my life. Governor Meade, who was a colleague of mine in law school, classmate, appoint me to the State Board of Equalization, which is the equivalent of the tax court in most states.
Yeah, we have one of those. we have one of those in California.
And then his second term, he appointed me insurance commissioner. So we went to regulating insurance companies to regulating cowboys.
Oh, my gosh. You know, so Tom, before we started, you said something that I think really depicts the heart of why rodeo is growing. And that's something that we were discussing when we did the very first Tuesday introduction, that you have a staff of people, like a guy who's a physics, I mean, all of these MBAs. And we were talking about the graphics, of seeing the graphics of how rodeo is growing. But one of the things that you said that I'd like to share with our listeners this morning was, during COVID, like the series of things that happened in order to see the growth. One would have been maybe Yellowstone, but the thing that you said that struck me was the morals, the feeling of the cowboy way that people were searching for during COVID, how rodeo stayed alive, were open, etc.
Yeah, the stars really aligned for us. There were several factors. We just signed a contract with RMG, our first television contract. COVID hit. We're not able to deliver. The bigger rodeos have closed in the metropolitan areas. We're sitting there wondering, what do we do to fulfill our end of the contract? And so the smaller rodeos stayed. They survived during COVID, and Patrick had the foresight to put them on television, all of them. People were watching Yellowstone. Taylor Sheridan was a huge hit, and our country was moving back. They were all looking for their rural roots during COVID. We were the only sporting association that kept our doors open. And so there were just a number of factors, but also what I call our corporate morals. We truly try to live every day by the code of the West. And, every one of our rodeos begins with a prayer. We stand for the national anthem. No one kneels. And people were looking for that patriotism. We honor the military and our first responders. And so it was a good time in our country when people were searching for some identity that they could identify with the values, and the values that we represent every day, that we've represented for 100 years in our way of life and Western culture, Western traditions have carried over into Western sports.
Well, you know, people have been losing faith. And I think, you know, with the COVID thing, you know, you get one directive one day, another directive another day. People are losing their businesses. And people were searching. I think you're exactly right. They were searching for something that they could hang on to. And rodeos provided them that. Pete Coors the other night, he talks about the 10 things about being a cowboy. And he hands these out. These little brass.
Yes.
Little brass, like cards.
Right.
And
put it in your wallet.
Yeah. Like giving your word to people and working hard and all this. And this is exactly what you're talking about. People saw that.
Cowboy ethics.
The code of the West.
Yeah.
And it's just how we, as a group, live our lives every day, and people appreciated it, respected it, and that's been the foundation of our organization.
You know, the and rodeo has continued to grow. I mean, there's 648 rodeos last year, maybe, and that doesn't count.
Just 650, over 800 total events when you put the X Bulls and X Bronx and some of the standalone events in there.
Does that count like for the college on college rodeos and high school. It doesn't count for college and high school rodeos.
Oh, either. No. That's just rodeos that we sang. Shane.
Okay.
So
they're
there's a whole nother group of organizations, great organizations, a high school rodeo association, a Little Britches Association. Shawnee does a wonderful job with international youth finals, and then the Texas Youth Organization, and then college rodeo. That's all the pipeline for the PRCA, but I couldn't begin to guess how many events that they would outnumber us significantly.
And then you throw in things like team roping. Those are thousands of those events, barrel racing. Those separate events. I mean,
all of the Western sports have seen tremendous growth.
Yes, sir. We're here with Tom Glaus, who's the CEO and president of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. We're going to take a quick break. We're being brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria. Remember, it's Christmas coming, and you can buy some tickets at reddingrodeo.com. What great Christmas presents to have tickets for next May, the 14th through the 17th, to go to a great rodeo, have a super time, and have your tickets guaranteed. Go to reddingrodeo.com, and we'll be right back with Tom Glaus.
I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season. Open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at Turtle Bay.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Family Sellers, we'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
One touch became obsessed with the rush. Yeah, love is like a rodeo. I just want
hey,
to
welcome back
show.
To Freestyle Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here at the South Point Hotel. We can't say enough about South Point Hotel either. They have been really, really good to us. And brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria.
South Point Arena, and, I think it's called.
Yeah, well, it's South Point Hotel and Casino, yeah. But they are set up for equestrian events here. They did the breakaway roping, and I think they're doing the team roping here.
We actually had the national finals breakaway here.
Right.
The last 2 days, Tuesday, right. Wednesday. Yeah. Congratulations to Kelsey Dahmer, world champion breakaway roper.
Kelsey.
And by the way, we're with Tom Glaus, who is the man.
He is president
and CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association.
ERCA.
This is our third year in a row, and that Tom comes here and kind of helps us kick off everything.
And we're hitting the rodeo opening night. We're going to be there live.
Awesome. We can't wait for tonight.
Oh, yeah. I know. It
kicks off tonight, the next 10 days. Can you believe it?
Because we go down there when they're still putting dirt in. We get here Monday, get our media credentials, and we're down there, you know, doing our Facebook stuff as they're, you know, they're bringing in the dirt and they're putting everything together.
Love that.
This is a basketball arena.
Like ground zero. You hear the beep, beep, and they're moving the dirt. And we're realizing how important dirt is.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of energy keeping that dirt right. And most people think it's solely for the barrel racing, but that footing is so important for all of our athletes, our bucking stock, the performance horses. And they take the temperature of the dirt, the moisture, the consistency, several times a day to make sure that through the next 10 days that dirt remains consistent to give everyone a fair opportunity.
You just don't really, this ain't your mama's dirt.
No.
This stuff is,
no.
And you've got dirt experts out there.
There's a lot of experts. It's a mixture of science and art. It's kind of like baling hay. You know, you need the moisture content right, but it's an art to getting that dirt right. Alan Reimenheimer, his brother Stanley, they do an amazing job with that dirt. And
now, well, I tell you what, because like you said, you know, the barrel racers are putting a lot of pressure. I mean, those horses are really digging in there. But then you're rough stock, and then you're roping. I mean, it's got to be able to stand up to it. So it's we're going to have a half hour on dirt with
somebody.
Speaking
of science and art, the people that you have brought in to be partner up with you that you introduced the other day.
The executive staff.
The executive staff of PRCA, science and art.
You know, I have to talk about my philosophical beliefs. No leader will ever be better than the team that you surround yourself with. And I believe that I have surrounded myself with a awesome group of people. We were just talking, you know, they've got practical experience, but they've got the diplomas to back that practical experience up as well. We've got 3 MBAs on our leadership team. We've got a PhD in public policy, and then I have a JD. So education's important, but I think that we found a really good balance between that education and the experience that they bring to our organization.
Yeah, it's fascinating to see the growth aspect of it and then to see the chart of how rodeo was growing. That was like a pie. That was the visual I have about the pie, of what's happened, and the graph from 2019 to 2024. Very educational in the aspect of what you were showing with all the leadership that's happening here that are attending this convention.
It's been amazing to see the growth, but that just doesn't happen. We work at that every day. We come up with new programs to encourage new membership. And I often refer to it as the circle of life of rodeo. Doesn't really matter where you stand or start, but more contestants, you have better contestants with more contestants, better contestants, you know, leads to new fans, more fans, new fans leads to new sponsors. And so pretty soon it's a continuous, ring with no beginning or end that just continues to each one. As you create new sponsorship, that creates new opportunities, brings in more money to the contestants, encourages new contestants to get into the sport. In return, you create new fans and more fans. And you're getting more fans in front of your sponsors. So it just is a continuous growth cycle there.
Well, and we've seen that in the Reading Rodeo, as so many people are coming. Again, you know, like you said, during the COVID crisis, we have sponsors lining up, and because they see that the people, how many people come to this? Come to our rodeos. How many people are enjoying themselves? You know, people are smiling out there. You don't see unhappy people. And you look at this, you know, we're a microcosm of the rodeo industry. And, you know, everything you're saying, you know, the more people you get there, the more sponsors say, hey, people are really enjoying it. More people are showing up. And it just keeps feeding on itself in a good way.
Each one feeds the next.
That's right.
And thank God for the Cowboy Channel, too, because I know for you, you watch 100 Days of Rodeo.
I tell you, the first time it came out, I was, and Linda would walk by and go, so where are we today? I said, New Jersey. I said, we're in New Jersey. Take it from rodeos in New Jersey.
Yeah, so thank God for the Cowboy Channel, because what that's done has brought a lot of, they do like background stories, and it's almost like when you're watching The Voice or something, you get a background story about the contestant. So that just brings it all into a whole light for every American.
You know, people are hungry for those stories, and every community, every committee, and every cowboy has a story. And we've only begun to touch the surface of telling those stories. And it's really one of our focuses to become a better storyteller. You know, we can give all the standings and how much money and how many points you were at this rodeo. But people really want to know, who is Stetson Wright? Where'd he grow up? How'd he grow up?
I love that.
How do you have this tradition of world champion bronc riders concentrated in this
little town in Utah?
Yeah, Milford, Utah.
Yeah.
And every contestant has a story. Every committee has a story, and the communities that are hosting these rodeos, they have stories. So many of them, you know, have traditions around their rodeo, and people love to hear about that.
Absolutely. You know, we've got about 5 minutes left until 8 o'clock.
And we're here with Tom Glouse, and he is...
Tom is spending some time with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, where do you think... where's rodeo going? I mean, I know we're expanding, but what do you see here in the next...
You know, I see continued growth. We've seen
substantial growth here in the last 5 years. I do see the growth starting to taper off. We will continue to grow, but not at the same exponential rate that we have. And that's okay. We really are concentrating on sustainable growth. And often when you see a big spike in growth, you have to take a moment, catch your breath, and really catch up to that growth and not lose it. And we've been through periods of time where we've declined, especially the financial crisis, 09, 010. We seen a trend, a declining trend. And so we really focus every day. We talk about sustainability. And I think that we are going to continue to see the growth. We're going to work to make the growth. And we've got a good product. We've had some luck and some help along the way. But through all of that, we've exposed our sport to a lot of people and a lot of new fans. And the Cowboy Channel has brought it into the living room of so many millions of homes. So, the growth is going to continue on a upward trajectory.
That's great.
You know, but it goes back to what you started with today. It's our core beliefs of rodeo, our core beliefs of being an American,
right,
and doing the right thing. And people see it, and they want that. They want the true feeling of America.
Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies.
Yeah, we're building our junior
hungry for what we have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, and we need that. In today's society, people are so divided that everybody can agree on one thing: rodeo. And what you all stand, what we all stand for. So
thank you, Tom.
We
Goss.
So much appreciate you being here with
thank
us.
Thank you,
stand up guy.
It's always good to see you. And
absolutely,
we should do this again. We shouldn't wait for a whole year.
I know.
Well,
I know.
We've got this really good idea.
And if you come to our Reading Rodeo this year, we definitely want to do an in-depth interview with you on our morning show.
Well, I will take that as an invite.
Yes,
love to join you in Reading this spring.
Yeah, in May.
In May 14th through the 17th. And you know what? We'll get you out on the river because we got some great trout fishing going right by the rodeo grounds.
can't beat that.
No. We'll fly fishing, put you on one of our, out of the fly shop,
yep,
one of our boats out there. And,
you can. We got a lot to offer, so we're just inviting you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on KCNR as we are here broadcasting live. It's always a treat for us, and we do want to thank our sponsor, the Reading Rodeo Association, because it's a team that they brought us here. We're promoting rodeo, the way of life, and Reading as it grows. Coming up next, we've got Kristen Cooper, who is the director of Chicks and Chaps out of Montana. We're very, very blessed that we get one of 22 rodeos that we get to do our Chicks and Chaps on Friday. That'll be our guest as well as Let.
Well, you know, Will Rasmussen may be here. You know, he's going to try. We'll have him here a little bit later on. And again, Tom Glouse, president and CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. It, to me, you being here is kind of like, you walk the walk because you're out. You know, we aren't ABC or NBC, but we do have the North State.
We're the little train that could.
We enjoy you.
Yeah. Well, sir, we thank you a lot very much.
Thank you
for being here. And we're going to take a break here for the news, and then we're going to, like you said, be back
at the 8 o'clock hour.
Be back with our with the Chicks and Chaps, and so much as they do. And we're going to be at the first performance tonight, the opening performance. And by the way, when people go, moving people to the rodeo and getting them out of the rodeo, I have never seen anything work that smooth.
We're taking the shuttle.
It's the only way to go.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's the only way to go, those shuttles. And
and they've done an amazing job.
Anyway,
with the show. Thank you.
Tom, thank you so much for taking the time with us today. And we'll be right back after this.
It was all a facade. I went chasing a sunset and found a mirage. Realized it wasn't heaven.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhett Thomason. It's beginning to look a lot like winter in some parts of the country.
A powerful cold front sweeping down from the Arctic overnight is bringing snow showers, gusty wind, and lower than normal temperatures across the Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and the Northeast from Maine to Washington, D.C. The National Weather Service warns that intense bursts of heavy snowfall could produce dangerous travel conditions with ice and whiteouts, as well as power outages. There's a blizzard warning for the West Virginia mountains from Snowshoe up to Garrett County, with a forecast of 5 to 8 inches and winds gusting to 65 miles per hour. And Erie, Pennsylvania, with its lake effect snow, could see 10 to 18 inches today, with even higher amounts south of I-90. I'm Jennifer King.
Congress hears today from Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. President-elect Trump has put them in charge of finding ways to make government more efficient, more cost-effective. They'll be paying a visit to Capitol Hill. President-elect Trump's appeal to Mexico to crack down on the deadly drug trade may already be bearing fruit. The Mexican military has seized more than 1 ton of fentanyl pills.
It was found in 2 raids in the north in what officials are calling the biggest catch of the synthetic opioid in the country's history. The raids came after a sharp drop in fentanyl seizures in Mexico earlier this year and days after President-elect Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico unless they cracked down on the flow of migrants and drugs across the border. The fentanyl raids took place in the northern state of Sinaloa, home to the drug cartel of the same name. Keith Peters reporting.
Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe testifying before a House panel today, talking about efforts to reform the agency following the Trump assassination attempt in western Pennsylvania in July. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 15, and the S&P 6 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get 1 full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
Not surprisingly, not a good time to work in the media in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan.
Since seizing power in Kabul in 2021, the Taliban have imposed strict restrictions on media targeting broadcasters and journalists. In the latest incident, the Afghan Journalist Center said Taliban guards questioned members of staff at Arezzo TV about their work. The de facto authorities in Afghanistan alleged the channel had been broadcasting programs contrary to the Islamic values. The station started in Mazar-e-Sharif in 2006, is known for broadcasting wildlife programs and Islamic-themed Turkish dramas.
The BBC's Barasin Eddie Rajan. Syrian insurgents say they've entered the central city of Hama after 3 days of intense fighting with government forces on its outskirts. Syrian media denies the rebels have actually breached the city. News and analysis at townhall.com. Secretary of State Blinken is pledging to give his potential successor, Marco Rubio, the strongest hand possible.
Blinken told Reuters that he was focusing on making sure Rubio is able to hit the ground running in January. The Secretary of State said the Biden administration was keeping President-elect Trump's team informed on the main foreign policy issues, including Ukraine. Blinken said doing so is in the interest of both the outgoing and incoming administrations and the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel calls Amnesty International a deplorable and fanatical organization. This after Amnesty accused the Jewish state of genocide in Gaza. Following the deadly Hamas raid into Israel in 2023, Israel says it's defending itself in accordance with international law. And it says the Amnesty report on the matter is entirely false and based on lies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, as we're here
in the arena
for the National Finals Rodeo. I'm going to say Northern something.
Yeah, no, it's the PRCA, and we are live in Las Vegas here. We're very excited for this.
Right by the arena.
Yeah, exactly. We're watching. We had the Miss Rodeo America pageant contestants come on.
We were talking. Tom Glaus, CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, CEO and
yes.
President, all the queens were going through and waving at us. And I was waving back, and Linda smacked me. She says, you can only wave so much. You know. And anyway, welcome back to the show. The news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, 8:06 in the morning here on the 5th of December. And we are being brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria. Great supporters of our community, and we can't tell you how much we appreciate them, but how much we appreciate what they do for our community.
And awesome. Speaking of community, Carl, the whole idea about what we have here in this convention are the breakout sessions and things that make our community stronger. And I couldn't be more happy because I love this event called Chicks and Chaps. And with us this morning is Kristen Cooper. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's get you up there close.
Getting close.
And then Kyle,
I'll turn you up a little
bit. I'm going to say your last name.
Stensery.
You guys joined us last year. Yes, we got it. And so Kristen, get the mic right up there on here. I know it's been a long week.
It has been a long week.
And we loved when you had your breakout party the other night with the Chaps and Chicks and Chaps. So maybe the two of you would help our listeners understand what is Chicks and Chaps and why.
Okay, so Chicks and Chaps started in Missoula, Montana, which is where we're from, in 2008, kind of to, feel that need of, like, helping local individuals with a breast cancer diagnosis. There were lots of other types of fundraisers or, you know, money going to certain things, and this group of people were like, well, what about, you know, my mom or my sister or whatever? We haven't gotten any help, so it just kind of, Kyle was on the rodeo board in Missoula, and they just had this idea to throw this event and bring people together to raise money for local individuals that are impacted by breast cancer, but also to help promote the sport of rodeo and the Western lifestyle. So,
well, on Fridays, usually it is called a think pink, and it seems across the board that everybody wears pink on Friday across all of the rodeos, if I'm not mistaken. So enter Chicks and Chaps. How you've along the way have created a logo and a branding. You've created this where it's a wonderful event that only happens in, if I'm not mistaken, it used to be 22. Where are we now as far as how many have been, what is it called? We're very blessed that we've been gifted the fact that we can do Chicks and Chaps because not every rodeo can. Kyle, what say you?
Yeah, I mean, we've been, I think we're 16 states and growing. After our party the other night, we talked to a lot of committees. That was just a great function with Sankey Pro Rodeo and Phenom and Ty Skyver. It was awesome. So I think we're going to continue to grow. And you know, back to like what Kirsten was saying, and what we do is we started out with a little event. I was the chair of the Missoula Stampede, ran into some gals at a Miss Montana pageant fundraiser thing, and got interacting with them. And I said, you know, I'm always looking to get new rodeo fans. Well, here's an opportunity that we can bring women over and to educate them about rodeo and raise money and awareness for breast cancers. My wife is now a 19-year survivor, so she's really where my brain was behind it. And so when the women are at the event, you know, the husbands and the kids, they're buying a ticket for the rodeo.
Right.
And so, but we thought it was just going to be a little event in Missoula back in 08. And then all of a sudden we started getting phone calls. They heard about our event. And I was already coming down here for the Stampede, for the convention, and it just kind of morphed into, hey, maybe we should, you guys come down, let's go down to the convention and talk to committees. And then that's where it took off. And so now, you know, we just kind of add little things, the pink lemonade vodka that rolled out in September. It's available in 46 states. Little things like that, our license plate in Montana. That's our main fundraiser, Montana. I think we're over $500,000.
That's fantastic. Kristen, and how did you two meet? And you seem to be, both of you are the face, but we, and I don't know why we interact more with you, but so tell us a backstory.
How I got involved?
Yeah.
Honestly, just my mother-in-law is also on the board, and they needed someone to just kind of come and, I think the way it was presented was, we need someone just this for the summer to help out, like get these things going. And that was now 11 years ago. I love being involved with it. Kyle and I work really well together.
Yes.
We have,
there's a kinship,
a
definite
yeah.
kinship. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you've got a great working relationship with somebody, you can build anything, you know, and so, we just commend you. Like last year, our Chicks and Chaps event was the best ever. And there were so many women that I know that came that are breast cancer survivors that were at the table, including one that had just was in the middle of it, as well as our oncologist, Dr. Strickland, who is our keynote speaker, who is the surgeon of somebody at my table. We didn't talk about it. And so what happens is it's an empowering 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of a fun time where women can get together and not get into the heaviness of it, but celebrate being girly, and the husbands can be there. And so Kristen, you know, congratulations for that.
Yeah, it is really fun, and I actually got to be at the Ready
yes,
event this year, which was so great. I've gotten to go a couple times. And that is another, like, focus of ours, is to bring people together, community members together, in a show of support for those survivors that show up to these events. And it is a celebration, for sure.
Tell me about the event the other night, when you're awarding chaps to different contestants. I mean, they're beautiful, first of all.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
what exactly was that?
You know, it last year we did, Montana Silversmith was kind enough to give us their suite to just kind of have a
right.
have a little gathering, you know, what did I call it, cocktails and conversation.
Yeah.
Right? So very laid back and chill. And then Wade asked me, he goes, hey, let's, you guys want to partner on the party next year? So this year. And so Kirsten talked to Wade and Matt with Phenom, and then Ty Skyver. He's the one that does the chaps, and he'd already rented a room, and he's got custom chaps he makes for contestants. You know, they order them, he makes them. And so that's kind of how we got together, and it kind of morphed into a little mini fundraiser and exposure for Chicks and Chaps. So, you know, Montana Knife Company, they're based out of Frenchtown, Montana. They're big into the rodeo world and the Western lifestyle.
I didn't win.
Yeah, you didn't win. The gentleman that I was talking to from St. Paul, standing right in front, and we drew his number, and he was right there. He didn't have to take a step.
I was watching all the numbers. I had like 850 raffle tickets,
yeah.
It seemed like, and I'm going, yeah. nope. And I thought, okay, that's the first prize. What about second? No,
yeah,
no.
Right.
It was one raffle ticket, you took it all home.
Yeah, winner take all.
Winner take all.
You know, so that turned out great. We were thrilled with the turnout,
yes.
all the people, and it was a you know, combination of NFR contestants.
It was.
You know, Miss Rodeo America contestants.
It was just lovely. We met, Dallas is his last name, and his girlfriend.
Nicky Saddlebronk.
Yeah, he's going to be.
Yeah.
They're both
right.
From, went to school at New Mexico State where my grandkids
yeah.
are going.
Yeah.
And, but it was an eclectic group and a lot of the committees started coming through. We got
right.
there right where it started and I thought, oh, this is nice. And then it just kept growing
right.
in there.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, I wanted to say that the mission statement, I'm not exactly sure verbatim, but what I find to be a wonderful thing to share with people is that when you do a fundraiser and when we do Chicks and Chaps, all the money stays local. There's a good feeling about that it's not going into big brick and mortar. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but this specific event goes for people who maybe can't afford to get a mammogram or the gas to get there or whatever it costs in treatment that is so much more than anybody can imagine, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we get to, and we kind of pride ourselves on that, we get
yes.
to write checks directly to individuals. Lots of places will partner with a breast cancer foundation, too, which is really great, that offers support to people going through a breast cancer diagnosis. But, yeah, we get to, I mean, we've helped people go on trips because they have a terminal cancer diagnosis with
oh.
their kids. Or we've paid for Christmas or...
It's almost like a make-a-wish type of thing. That you support people that are just going through a tragedy or going through... And you can use the word tragedy, but they're going through a time in their life.
A lifetime.
It's a tough deal.
You've been through it.
And
your daughter's here.
My daughter's here. She's on the committee for Chicks and Chaps in Coeur d'Alene. She was just a little...
Must take after her mom, huh?
Yeah, she was only about 2 years old. But, it's, you know, and then this last year, we generally don't get to meet people that we've granted and we've helped.
Yeah.
And we were in Bozeman for a first-time event in August. And they brought, because we have a partner over there, Bozeman Health, and they brought some survivors. And I am not super emotional. I'm pretty low-key. Apparently, as you get older... You get maybe a little bit more in touch with your feelings. Right.
Yeah.
And so I got an opportunity. I felt so blessed that I got an opportunity to meet women that we've helped and to hear their story and to give them a hug. We didn't get to do that. Kirsten does sometimes because she gets out more than the rest of us. We all got full-time jobs. And that's why we have Kirsten. She works with the committees to get the event organized and get them their custom-made Montana Silversmith belt buckle and auction that off or raffle it off. Or I mean, right there it is. And that thing is absolutely gorgeous.
Is that the first one?
No, I think this is number three or number four. I don't know, but I wear it with pride and love that and know what it means when I do wear it. Love the story. We do have to take a break. We have sponsors back in Reading that have paid for this time, so...
And we're here with Chicks and Chaps, the leadership of the Chicks and Chaps. This is a day for leadership here.
Yeah.
We got, you know, the PRCA, we got Chicks and Chaps. Anyway, we're being brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Reading Rodeo Association. But we also have some great sponsors back there that help keep us on the air. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back.
Set, jingle. Get into the holiday spirit with the Jingle Bell Fun Run at Turtle Bay on Saturday, December 7th, starting at 4 p.m. This festive 2-mile walk or run will have you jingling all the way with free entry into the Reading Garden of Lights at the end of the course. Register now at turtlebay.org/run for a night of holiday magic you won't want to miss.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesar Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're playing rodeo music here. And why? Because we're down at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas for the National Finals Rodeo. And we are being brought to you by the Redding Rodeo Association and Redding Rancheria, both organizations that do a whole lot for our community. And we're really happy to be associated with them, of course. And we're here with the leadership.
This has really been fun.
Of Chicks and Chaps. Now, Linda does Chicks and Chaps every year at the rodeo. It's associated with rodeo. And what it is, it's breast cancer survivors, and they do a lot of good nationally by the money that's raised by the Chicks and Chaps organizations. We did great last year. Here, the city of Redding, though, is known for its giving, like the third most giving city in the nation several years ago.
It's a luncheon that's held in Redding the Friday of Rodeo Week. And, you've brought something beautiful to our community. Kristen, tell us a little bit about your background and how this all began for you.
No, go on.
I actually was a teacher for a long time, and that's why I was available that summer to help out with Chicks and Chaps, and then I just have kind of been involved since it's, I think, 11 years for me now, and it's about 14 years of Chicks and Chaps. Yeah, so I missed the first couple of years, but.
Is this like a a job for you. I know a lot of times people do, but you need that person there full time.
Not full time, but I am, yes, the only salaried employee of Chicks and Chaps, and it's a part time job where I get to go to events and meet people like Linda and all of the committees that work really hard on these events and give back to their community. And I wanted to say, when you were talking about how Reading is so giving, I love getting to these events and getting to see the community buy-in. And I would say that Reading probably has the best community buy-in that I've seen as far as this event goes, sponsorships and partnerships and just getting people there and the excitement about the event. It's really fun to see.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you. It really does. And we're very proud of our community. For Carl and I mean, we traveled the world individually, and then we got married 16 years ago, and we said, where do we want to grow us? And we kept thinking, where do we want to grow us? And we ended up in Reading, and we don't want to be anywhere else. We love Reading. We can always go out, but come back, and we have great friends, great community. And when you're invested in a community and you feel the community, as you were talking about giving back, I mean, your community is just a vital part of your lifeblood, in my opinion. So.
Yeah. And we see that. And I am, you know, I looked at coming to Reading for the last 2 years now, and the airfare coming out of from Missoula to Reading is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Why I want that word today.
Fly into Sacramento,
Sacramento,
and then drive
and
up.
We'll pick you up.
Yeah.
You know, so one of these years, my wife and I are going to come to Reading and watch. But, you know, back to what, when we hired Kirsten as a, well, she didn't get a raise for several years. We kind of missed the boat on that. And she's severely underpaid. But, you know, the rest of us are all volunteer board members. And that's the one thing that, you know, Wade Sankey says that all the time. And, you know, the money stays local. The board of directors are all volunteers. It costs them money to be involved in this, which is perfectly fine by me. It's something that I'm super passionate. We're very passionate about it.
Sure.
And so, you know, that's probably, we don't toot our own horn very much, if at all. I mean, I do every now and again, but.
Yeah. But great leaders.
But it's just what you do. It's the right thing to
right.
do. You know, and we're not a multi-million dollar entity. We're just essentially a pass-through. The money comes in from sponsors and events or whatever, and the money goes out. You know, we're not taking anything off the top. Like you say, we don't have a CEO. We don't have a big fancy office.
It's like a rodeo association.
Yeah.
You know, we hired a manager for the first time a couple of years ago to get us back up to that next level.
But right.
Everybody else. Just like almost
probably
every rodeo committee, it's
right.
all volunteers.
Yep.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
But what you all are providing is hope and help to people that are just going through a tough time right now. And being, like you said, being able to see, because a lot of times you don't know who they are.
No. Kirsten gets to talk to them because she, you know, she does all of the background checks to make sure everybody is, you know, legitimate and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So she gets to talk to some of the applicants, but as a board, we generally don't, they're just a name on a piece of paper, and we hear the stories, and you know, they're all heartbreaking, and it's like we can never give them enough. But we, you know, in Montana with our license plate, everybody that has applied for assistance, we've been able to grant. We have not turned anybody down, and so I think that's something Kirsten talks a lot about, is to hang our hat on it. That's pretty impressive, really, for a, you know, a little teeny nonprofit out of Montana.
Yeah. So, Kirsten, when you taught, what grade did you teach?
Oh, all of them. I taught 7th and 8th grade computers for a long time. Yes. That was actually my favorite. And then I
really?
Done, yes. And then I also have done kindergarten through 12th grade library. So I've done all of the.
Your disposition is very sweet. So, you know, I know for Carl, when he got out of, when he got out of Iraq, because he served, he's a lieutenant colonel and served our country for 33 years.
Wow.
When we got married, we were talking about where we were going to build ourselves. He went back and got his degree to become a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on that robocall and he worked all classes, all day. It was so funny to hear the stories. They were great. Another honorable profession because we always need mentors and leadership. And so, Kirsten, we have a Kristen. We've got K's across the morning. So I kind of spilled your name a little bit, through, you know, slaughtered it five ways from Sunday. But, you know, you have a great disposition. And we just really appreciate the leadership of what you've brought to us in Reading. And again, this is Reading. We are also we're streaming. So we've got people, we've actually had people from Washington and different states that were checking in with us recently. And we just want to say that if there is a Chicks and Chaps event at your rodeo, do attend it because, you know, again, you've got a certain kind of, what do you want to call it when you have a mission statement. It's different than other think tanks. What would be okay? It's all homework here. I think he did.
Anyway,
he was nominated. He's one of us.
I tell you what, we're just real happy to see it. You know, one of the great things about having a radio station, one that's kind of linked into a community like we are, and which was our plan from the very beginning, is that we get to meet great people like you all. You know, Tom Glaus, who's come here 3 years, and he was here last year after that tragedy over on the campus where those people were killed, and postponed the first night's event. But he was here that morning, and he said, "I need to get my thoughts clear and be able to talk about this." And he stayed with us for like about 40 minutes, yeah. 45 minutes that day, kind of like today. And we talked about how you can't put on a performance after something like this, but we still had to put the performance on the next week. So being able to have people like you all that out of the goodness of your hearts are helping people that are going through a tough time is just an honor for us. So thank you so much for being here with us. Kirsten and Will. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Will, yeah. Okay. So hopefully we'll be able to see you. We're throwing the invitation out again.
Yeah.
We invited Tom.
Met your sister last year.
Yes. Yes. Fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad she got to experience that.
Are we going to have it in the. Anyway, it's going to be big and it's going to be another great event to support you all and support our cancer survivors.
Yeah, well, thank you guys. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Again, we're live here in Las Vegas at South Point Arena. Tonight, we're going to be actually going to the rodeo, which is, you know,
opening
the Thomas
night.
And Mack. Yeah, opening of the first 10 days. So that's about a 20-minute, 15-minute. We take the shuttle, and it's just great, all the cowboys. But we're here at the right outside the arena at this point where we're broadcasting live. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
With Will Rasmussen, who is the announcer.
The voice.
Who is our announcer and the voice. The
nominated
man.
For the one man. Of the voices of the year of rodeo. Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend, soon to be
yes.
a movie. Yeah. We'll be right back.
We'll bring him back down to earth.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, readingkia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Let the good times roll New Orleans style at the 2024 New Year's Eve Bash in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Live music from Cover Me Bad that will leave you dancing in the street. Enjoy a delicious buffet like it's Fat Tuesday with cool swag and drink specials. Tickets start at just $65 plus fees. VIP only $300 for a couple. It includes a one-night stay in our luxurious hotel. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
South Point Hotel and Casino. We're in Las Vegas. We're here for the National Finals Rodeo, as you all know, since we've been broadcasting this for a couple of days. And brought to you by our sponsors are Reading Rodeo Association, Reading Rancheria, both organizations that do a lot for our community. And what great Christmas present! I'm going to keep pushing this, but great Christmas presents. The ticket box is open. And you can get tickets at readingrodeo.com for our rodeo May 14th through the 17th. We sell out, as you know, on Friday and Saturday nights, and now Thursday's gotten close and Wednesday's getting close. So why not get your tickets right now? And, you know, what a great Christmas present. Get the 4-day package. Go to readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else. Go to readingrodeo.com.
Well, let's get right down to it.
Let's get down to it. We have a legend right across from us,
and you're going to recognize as soon as he gets up on that microphone.
Let's get me a Christmas present. Tickets to the Reading Rodeo.
There you go.
I bet that's a great gift.
Get up a little bit closer.
You are the voice.
Will Rasmussen, we're here, rodeo announcer, good guy.
And nominated.
Nominated
for the best of the year.
Thank you. Yeah.
What an honor to be nominated.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's, I think 7 times they pick a top 5 and then.
Yeah.
And that's such a great night. You know, it's like Academy Awards, right?
For our industry.
Because it's pretty swanky.
Yeah.
Pretty swanky for somebody like me, but I did what I could. Wayne and I, Brooks, we announced Reading together and love every minute of it in Reading. Not just saying that, but that is a great committee, and we made such terrific friends there with Bennett and all of them, you know, and now Cindy's, Sean Holtz is the general manager, and she's doing great things.
She's taking us up to another level.
And it's, That is a great rodeo. A great rodeo. What I don't. I'm pretty busy from now until the end of March, right, with rodeo events, and then you get April off, and then the first one back is Reading, and it's so much fun.
Well, tell us how you got into this.
Yeah. I hear your history.
Yeah, I was going to college at Montana State University in Bozeman, Montana.
They're blowing my mind.
And Tom, yeah.
Montana folks.
Yeah, I've known the Chicks and Chaps for however long it's been going. I spoke at the very first Chicks and Chaps in Missoula, Montana.
Wow.
That's where it all originated anyway, and then it's grown, and I'm proud of them and glad they're my friends. Was going to school at Montana State. I was working part-time at a country music radio station. This was a long time. It was quite a long time ago. Anyway, my dad was an announcer, and he announced rodeos on a smaller scale just around Montana there. Well, he booked two rodeos one day, and he asked me to go fill in for him at Gardner, Montana, which is the north entrance to Yellowstone Park. It's by the geysers and all that. Anyway, so I went in to Gardner, Montana, and did that rodeo, and that's the only one I did. I didn't really have any aspirations of doing it. I guess your ego leads you a bit, maybe. And I mean that in a good way. I love to see people have a good time.
And you're in an arena, and the movement that you can,
the art
of what you do is, you have to fill in spaces. And I watch what you do because I'm a vocalist,
right,
so it's the same thing. You're riffing.
Mm. Mm.
You're filling in spaces.
Yeah,
it's
all triage. That's exactly triage. Damage control. Yeah, a MASH unit. Wayne Brooks and I. It was in Redding, California. I think I can tell this story on your station. They was in Redding last year, and we met 2 years, I can't remember, within the last couple of years.
All right.
This couple from Southern California was staying at the same hotel, and my wife got acquainted with them, and they wanted to go to the rodeo, so they went to the rodeo. I think we talked to Cindy, say, hey, let's get some tickets for them. Got some tickets, and we saw them the next morning. They said, we didn't think that happened in America anymore. Standing for the flag, praying, and
chills up and down my body.
I think these last couple, we've seen crowds skyrocket all over wherever we go, and I ask, from committee people to cowboys to stock contractors, why do you think that is? And without hesitation, they say God and country.
And Tom Glaus said that exactly. He says people were looking for something. This COVID had just torn our country apart, and they were looking for something of America.
Yeah.
And what is more American?
Let me hold on to something. Give me something to
hold on to.
Yes.
And here's rodeo, God, country.
Right.
People cheering. Competitors cheering each other on, helping each other.
Right.
I mean, it's the truth. I mean, it's good. It's the guts. The guts of America.
I was
right there
at this rodeo in Vegas, down in the media room, and Mike Huckabee was down there. Remember Mike Huckabee?
Yeah.
Of course, we remember Mike.
He's on the cabinet now.
Yes, yeah, Mike and Sarah.
I think he's the ambassador to Israel.
Right. I always like Mike Huckabee. Good.
Yeah. Love what he has to say. And I'll show you one of my proudest moments.
It was a highlight.
He and I and Christy Noem, the governor of South Dakota. Anyway, we're in a picture. But what he said. I said, I didn't know you. And he was running for president then back in whatever year that was. I said, I didn't know you were a rodeo fan. He goes, what's not to like about rodeo? Says, you stand for the anthem, you pray without apology, and you love America. And that has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I think people love that. Anyway, I got off the beaten path. I started in Gardner, Montana at the rodeo in 1981, and I should be better than I am by now, but that's how I got started, and had no aspirations of doing it professionally. It was a weekend job for a college kid, right?
And, yeah.
Well, you just build on being real, and you can't get any more real than being in the moment. Mm. And you've got to fly, like you said, triage. I love that.
I love that. And it just
kept growing after that.
It just kept growing. And then, for about 10 years, did the same on the same circuit as my dad was. And my mom, she was a timer. And my brother, Flint, he grew to be the best clown, ever. And our sister was along anyway, and it just grew. And then in 1994, I thought, I want to give myself an opportunity to do some bigger rodeos. So I bought my PRCA card in 1994. And boy, that's 30 years, So when they took my job away during COVID, I was very bitter. They took away a 25-year career, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another story. But
so what did you do during COVID? You had to keep your chops up.
Yeah, but no.
I'll tell you what I did. You lose your job. The mortgage doesn't go away.
No.
Right.
And the car payments don't go away. I'm still paying the government back. I should have taken out a student loan so I wouldn't have to pay it back. But I took out an EIDL loan and still paying it back because I had to live. But I'm from northern Montana, up in the Great Falls, Montana area. I went down to Salmon, Idaho, where I live right now, and they had a rodeo. They didn't care about any of this stuff. So I went and did an interview just like we're doing now, a little program called Voice of the Valley. Salmon, Idaho's a beautiful spot.
It is. It's beautiful up there.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, I showed up at this after the interview. I said, hey, where's Todd, the old morning guy? He's been here for the 20 years I have. And she goes, well, he quit, and we couldn't keep him around. And I'm the new owner, and I hate my voice on the radio. And I said, I always wanted to be a morning guy on a radio station, which wasn't a lie. A month later, I was working there.
Okay, there you go.
A year later, we bought a place.
How wonderful. Blessing in disguise.
Yes. Almost everything is forgiven for that time period.
But yes.
It was a blessing in disguise. Yeah. I love where I live now.
Yeah.
Hey, we're with Will Rasmussen, one of the top announcers in pro rodeo. We're really happy. He's our announcer here and been at Reading for a long time, he and Wayne Morse. And we're just really happy that you could stop by with us. And we've got to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Good time. This morning on the wall on a Saturday.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride.
530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for a unique gift this Christmas? Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including Christmas decorations, vinyl records, DVDs, vintage toys, and antique jewelry, such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories, such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware, and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Come find that perfect gift this Christmas at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
In Las Vegas, as we're doing the National Finals Rodeo, brought to you by the Reading Rodeo Association and Reading Rancheria, two great organizations in Reading. And we're here with Will Rasmussen, who's been the announcer at the Reading Rodeo for, gosh, a long time, I guess.
Yeah. That has. Wayne Brooks was there, and Ron, that very nice man who announced with... Jesus, name just went away from me. People
That's all right.
are screaming at the radio saying, you dummy, Will.
No, but, no, we got it.
And, but, yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Well, when you, okay, you announce mini rodeos.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize it, but when you show up, what happens? What's your typical rodeo?
When you drive into town or fly into town, you're all theirs, right? So you're available for radio or television or whatever. But the most important part of the day that will determine success or failure is, I don't know if you've ever seen our day sheet when we start a rodeo. It's
sure.
full of red uh-huh. and black and, but it's about 4 hours of prep every day to get ready for the rodeo. You look
four
up all,
hours?
Yeah, you look up every single cowboy and cowgirl, try to get a little information on them, and some of them you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and what I like to do is, you know, like Hayward, California is going on the same time as Reading. How'd they do last night in Hayward, you know? I think people here would be interested in here, you know, in knowing,
right.
you know, stuff like that.
Right,
and I like telling people, well, They were in Sidney, Iowa last night and Lewiston, Iowa tonight, and they're headed for Puyallup, Washington tomorrow. I mean,
right.
A lot of people think they just come in anyway.
They fly in so, and it's glamorous, and they have no idea how road weary.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, they drive all night. They just do. That's what they do. But I look up everything, get tidbits on every contestant they're going to see. Every bucking horse and bucking bull, we talk to the stock contractors. And at Reading, there's three or four different livestock contractors. And go talk to each one individual about particular horses and particular bulls and tendencies and awards they've won and things like that. Then you go to a production meeting at 4:30, and
let me tell you about this production meeting. I've been in a lot of operational meetings, but we're getting ready to launch attacks and real stuff in the military. And if we could run our meetings like the production meetings before a rodeo,
it is like a war room.
It is. I mean, it is because we're on TV, and that's the other part. You've got to have it timed down, but it was just remarkable watching how they put this thing together.
Well, you think about a lot of people who don't have I used to have some relatives that didn't. When do you need a production meeting for? All you do is, you know, well, when to run the flags, when that gate closes, you come in. Nobody wants to sit there for 4 hours. And if you think about it, if you can tighten it up to, if you can save a minute or two between every single event, that's 20 minutes, right? That's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do in the production meeting. And it's important we have nice openings and salute to America. But anyway, that's my day. Is most of the day is sitting there doing paperwork, and preparation determines the degree of success you're going to have that night.
Absolutely.
And it's part of the process, and you do it every 4 or 5 days a week, you know, from Tucson, Arizona, to Great Falls, Montana, to Redding, California, Greeley, Colorado. Yeah, it's...
You really get to build a family when you think about it. You covered... Now, how many years you've been in it, and you get to know people, and you get to know their history, and there's a respect that goes on. So this is extended family, and you know, you've got to have each other's backs. I mean, like you and Wayne, you
know exactly so well together.
He's your other wife.
Yeah, he ain't near as good a looking as my Wayne Brooks is. He and I got into the PRCA the very same year, and we became friends in 1994. He lives in Texas. I live in Montana, or Idaho now. And I love the guy. We do Redding together and Salinas together.
Okay.
And then we go our separate ways, right? And most rodeos you do are just one of you. So,
yeah.
But we sat at the same table last night at the banquet, and we have just become friends. And it's not always that easy. You got to trust the guy, you know, that you're announcing with. So we're fortunate. We talk about Reading a lot and how well we like it. And so... So we should do this when we come to Reading in the third week.
Love to have you both on at the same time. Yeah. And
we'll have some laughs.
Yeah, I mean, two nominated announcers in the same group.
Yeah, he's busy. Yeah, he's doing the NFR. I'm a fun hater, though. I bet Wayne and I'd love to come on.
We'd love to have y'all on that week when y'all come in.
Thanks for letting me get on this on the radio station.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? Wayne got us tickets to the Reno Rodeo because we were last minute, and Ted or Bennett called him, and he called us and said, you're going to have tickets. But that's the kind of guys you all are.
Yeah.
Well, we love seeing old friends and love taking care, because you are the family out there, because we have more friends on the road than at home, because we're never home, right?
Yeah.
I counted 143 days I was gone last year.
Wow.
And my wife, she's with me, but last year we were in Colorado. She goes, I want to go home and see my flowers bloom and mow my grass.
I hear that. I was like, how do you do pets? It's got to be hard to have pets.
Yeah. We have Brandy. She travels with me in the fifth wheel.
All right. Yeah, I got it.
That's the way to do it.
You got to have your furry friends.
I'm so glad to see you too.
Thank you. Keep singing, will you?
All right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. And we so much appreciate it. Tomorrow we're going to have Steve Knowles on, who's
he's a cool cat.
Yeah.
He's been on with us the last couple of years. You know,
he is funny. He's got a sense of humor, that one.
And we're going to be talking also to Lee Luff, who is our arena director, talking about having to put all that stuff together, working with Will and Wayne, and then because certain things happen, they have to go. That cowboy's got to come out in that on that bareback bronc 10 seconds after this other thing happens. I mean, that's how close it gets.
Yeah.
So,
well, especially now that we're broadcasting live, you know, with the Cowboy Channel.
Yeah, everything's running
like that. Yeah, it's a different deal.
Maybe you got a good spot here.
Get to see.
Walk by in the South Point.
Yeah.
Man, good deal.
Thank you very much for being with us. And
great seeing you.
Everybody, we're going to be back tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And take care out there. God bless America.
And I'll keep this